Happy New Year, everybody. This is Bad Kitty, and thanks so much for joining me for this hour of the Funk Excursion, your passport to the universe of funk. And as we're saying goodbye to 2022, I wanted to go back in time and listen to what was happening in the heyday of funk and soul. In the first hour, we listened to the big hits of 1972, and in this hour, the big funk and soul hits of 1982. Two really different decades musically, but both have some things in common. What we saw in 1972 was that the apolitical pop soul of Motown was being replaced by a more politically charged, socially conscious music that was coming out of the African-American community due to the political times and due to the technological advances of the time. They were creating this space age mentality. Man had been walked on the moon by 1972. And we were also hearing all of these different, what they call psychedelic sounds, being fused into the music. In 1982, something similar was happening in terms of technology. The introduction of the drum machine, the development of more affordable synthesizers. All of this was now influencing the music, ushering out the big bands and the orchestrated music of disco and classic funk, and ushering in electro funk. The leaders of that movement were, of course, Prince, and we're listening to The Time right now, who had a number two hit in 1982 with 777-9311. Of course, Prince and the Minnesota Sound became a dominating force in the 80s. George Clinton would release Atomic Dog, which would be a game changer. And Earth, Wind, and Fire would begin to embrace electronic music and have a big hit with this song that we're about to hear. But if the Motown sound was displaced in the 70s, its stars were not displaced. And we're going to hear two of the biggest hits of 1982 from some of Motown's biggest stars. So stay with us here on The Funk Excursion.
We're gonna prove.
Hall & Oates closing out the first set of our countdown with I Can't Go For That. A really big hit for them and a big change from the band who started off as a traditional soul band out of Philadelphia. Kicked it off with The Time, and that was from What Time Is It?, their very first release in 777-9311, now a classic. That was a number two hit for The Time and the prelude of what was to come with the domination of Prince and the Minnesota Sound, and later Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam going on to have a tremendous production career. And then Earth, Wind & Fire, Let's Groove, off of the Rays album. That was actually a big hit in 1981, and it carried over into 1982 and managed to stay on the charts and wind down the year as the number 33 song in the country. So a great hit for Earth, Wind & Fire. And then the first entry from the Gap Band on the charts for 1982. They had two hits in that year. And the first one we just heard, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, from Gap Band 4. And more to come from the Gap Band in this hour. But we're going to go down now to some new wave music coming out of New York. And one of the classic new wave disco bands. Here's Sky with their big hit from 1982, Call Me.
You need someone to talk to.
The Gap Band winding us down again here on The Countdown. Had a number one hit. That was their second number one hit early in the morning, and that wound up being the sixth most popular R&B funk tune in the country in 1982. Prior to that, we heard Dance Floor from Roger. Zapp and Roger, that famous talk box sound that is coming back in style now. A lot of music being produced now, and what they call new funk is using the talk box sound. Bands such as Tuxedo and a guy that calls himself Mr. Talkbox, just to name a few. And Roger certainly ushering in the electro-funk age with the help of Bootsy Collins and George Clinton, who were instrumental in ushering in electronic music, and particularly Bernie Worrell in Parliament on Flashlight, and the use of the electronic synth bass became a very popular sound throughout the 80s. And then we have Call Me from Sky, a band out of New York that was part of the new wave disco scene that was incorporating electronic music in favor of the more orchestrated, lavish productions of disco, keeping the groove intact, but using the more modern electronic instrumentation to produce the music. And we'll hear another new wave artist coming up, Kashif, in this next set. A young keyboardist out of New York who had a huge career in the 80s as a successful producer. And coming up also in this set, we've got music from Aretha Franklin and one of the biggest breakout hits for a band called the Dazz Band. So stick with us here on The Funk Excursion.
Jump, jump, jump to it. Jump, jump, jump to it. Jump, jump, jump to it. Jump, jump, jump to it.
I'm coming in a hurry. Here's the reason why. Thank you.
I do to get closer to you? We both are here to have big fun, so let it win. We got the mutual feeling, obviously revealing. Let me be your paper man. I love to be a joker. And we both are here to have big fun, so let it win.
So the number 5, number 4, and number 3 song are checked off of our list, as we just heard three great dance electro-funk hits. Aretha Franklin with Jump To It coming in at number 5, and just once again proving the great vocalist, versatile vocalist, that she was able to conquer just about any genre of music in any era. And so 20 years going on of having hits for Aretha, and followed by Evelyn Champagne King, produced by Kashif. And Kashif was a keyboardist, formerly played with BT Express as a teenager, broke out in the 80s as a producer of this new wave electronic dance music. That became very popular in the 80s, and Evelyn Champagne King was able to transition from being a disco vocalist into a more modern style, partnering with Kashif. And last but not least, the Dazz Band with the number 3 funk song in the country, Let It Whip. And like Evelyn Champagne King, the Dazz Band was able to make that transition from being more of a classic funk band and getting into the late 70s disco era, but able to transition their sound successfully over to the electronic era. Not an easy thing to do, and quite a few bands wound up falling by the wayside during that time. And so here we are at the very last, the number 2 and number 1 song. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Motown is back on the charts, but not with the same old sound, a new, fresh, and individual sound coming from Stevie Wonder with the number 2 hit in the country and Marvin Gaye. So stick with us here on The Funk Excursion.
Thank you. door from Sag. She says she keeps the upper hand, 'cause she can please her man. She doesn't use a lot to make him weak, she uses love to keep him strong. And inside me there's no room for doubt that it won't be too long before I tell her that I love her, that I want her, that my mind, soul, and body need her. Tell her that I love to, that I want to, that I need to do all that I have to be in her love. Yeah.
make love tonight.
Stevie Wonder with the number two song, funk song in the country, That Girl, and Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, rounding out the top of the charts and a big comeback for Marvin Gaye. And that's going to be all we have for this New Year's Eve countdown. Thanks for taking this musical journey with me back to the heyday of funk. If you enjoy the program and you would like to get advanced access to the show, consider subscribing to the Funk Excursion podcast. Go to thefunkexcursion.com. And we'll also be offering other little goodies such as mixes, playlists, more in-depth reviews, music reviews, and things of that nature. So once again, consider subscribing to thefunkexcursion.com. This is Bad Kitty. Once again, I'm going to say Happy New Year. I hope you have a great 2003. And I hope that we will be spending a little bit more time together taking these musical journeys into the universe of funk.